If you like dropping bombs from downtown, you've come to the right place.
Ahead to Curry. Curry sets, fires, puts it up. Bang! Steph Curry from way downtown.
Get ready for all things basketball.
Let it rain!
Where the hot takes get even hotter.
He's on fire!
This is Beyond the Arc with Jacob Reimer.
Welcome back for another episode of Beyond the Arc. I am your host, Jacob Reimer, and college basketball is in the full swing of things. We are just in December, and we've had upsets. We've had big-time blockbuster matchups. So we haven't done an episode in a while, so we're going to do a little catch-up to how the season's gone so far, what we're looking at, and we're going to do a little preview of this weekend in college basketball with a lot of big-time powerhouse like ranked matchups and just like blue bloods and all of this and that. Actually starts tonight with UConn and Gonzaga. I'm very excited for that game. So let's just go ahead and dive right into it. College basketball has just been amazing so far. You've got, like I just said, you've got so many upsets. I mean, and just like crazy ones to even think about. Like Northwestern just seems to have Purdue's number, and they upset Purdue at number one. And then a few weeks later, Northwestern loses to Chicago State last night, or two nights ago. I'm recording this on Thursday night, late Thursday night, and lose to a Chicago State team who, according to KenPom, ranks 335th. Like, Northwestern was favored by almost 20, and after they beat Purdue a few weeks prior, they lose on their home floor to one of the worst teams in college basketball. And they were ranked. They are not going to be after when the new rankings come out next week. But this is going to be a game where like the selection committee is going to look at it come that Sunday in March, looking at this loss on Northwestern's resume. I mean, yeah, it's December. Oh well. But it's just crazy to think that those kind of upsets happen. Creighton, they're a great basketball team this year. Returned a lot. Trey Alexander, Baylor Shireman, Ryan Cockbrenner did some work in the transfer portal. Have looked good against some decent teams, really good teams. But they can't beat the Mountain West. They're 0-2 with an average margin of defeat of 18 points per game. They lost by 21 to Colorado State, who has looked really good so far this year, with Isaiah Stevens running the point there, one of the best guards in college basketball. And then the other night, they just lose to UNLV by 15. Like, it does not make any sense, but that's college basketball for you. We're going to just look here at some of the top teams in college basketball. The biggest one that has made a major leap up the rankings from where we started is the Arizona Wildcats. Yeah, Arizona. Tucson, Tommy Lloyd. A lot of people forget, since Purdue lost to Fairleigh Dickinson, that in last year's NCAA tournament, Arizona lost to a 15-seeded Princeton. And Princeton looks also good this year. But we're talking about Arizona. They have been terrific. They brought in Caleb Love. They've got great guard play. Caleb Love. They've just got a whole group of guards. Caleb Love, Kylan Boswell, Jaden Bradley. They're just loaded at the guard position. KJ Lewis, a great, terrific wing. And then they got the big monster down low, Umar Ballo. Their best wing is Pelle Larsen. They just played Wisconsin, and they had their whole starting lineup in double figures. And, I mean, Keyshaw Johnson, I haven't even mentioned his name, but I am now, transferred from San Diego State, was in the starting rotation on the national championship team a year ago for San Diego State. Transfers to Arizona, and he is having a breakout year. Tommy Lloyd did some work getting Caleb Love and Keyshaw Johnson from the transfer portal, and Jaden Bradley as well, and they are really paying off. Keyshaw Johnson, he only had 11 points. He had 9 boards and 4 assists. shot 5 of 10 from the field against Wisconsin. But on the season, he's averaging 12.6. I mean, but he's had some terrific games, like against Duke, Michigan State. Umar Ballo had 15 and 9. Boswell had 10 with 9 assists. He just knows his role perfectly. He's the playmaker. He's the orchestrator of the offense. Caleb Love with 27 rebounds and 5 assists, 7 of 13 from the field. You guys know that I am a huge Carolina guy, and I loved Caleb Love. Was terrific at North Carolina, unfortunately transferred. And I am just so happy to see him thriving under Tommy Lloyd in Tucson. I thought that was a perfect match when he announced he was going to Arizona. He just fits Tommy Lloyd's system so well. And I'm just happy to see him thriving. Arizona's 8-0, and he's a major factor to that. Pelle Larsen had 21 points in this game against Wisconsin also. So, I mean, you had all five starters in double figures. They are just really, really good. They play fast. They score on all three levels. They defend. Their gauntlet of the schedule coming up, I already mentioned that they have played at Duke, true road game in Cameron Indoor Stadium, and they went in and won. They beat Michigan State on a neutral site, and then they just beat Wisconsin, who had been rolling. Wisconsin beat Marquette at home, and then smacked Michigan State at Michigan State. They're ranked coming into Tucson, and thinking this is going to be a great game with Arizona. There's a history between these two programs with Elite Eight matchups and this and that in 2014, 2015 that Wisconsin has owned. Well, Arizona absolutely owned Wisconsin in this game, beating them 98-73. They put up 98 on a very solid defensive Wisconsin team that likes to slow the pace down. And they put up 98 on them, and they defended unbelievably well in this game. But their gauntlet of the schedule is still coming up over these next three games. They play Purdue in Indianapolis. So, like, it's a neutral site, 1-3, but it's in Indianapolis. I know Arizona fans, they probably travel well, but it's right in Purdue's backyard, basically. So it's going to be a great game. We'll get into it here later on, but I'm excited for that game. So probably the biggest game this weekend of the non-conference schedule, number 1 versus number 3. And to make it even better, if you want to watch this game, you have to have Peacock. Yep, that's right. It's not even on national television, not on ESPN, Fox, CBS, nothing like that. It is on Peacock. So if you have Peacock, you lucked out and you get to watch this game. But if you don't, I highly recommend that you get Peacock, because this is probably going to be the game of the year. After they play Purdue, they play Alabama on the 20th. I believe it's in Phoenix, so right in Arizona's backyard. And then on the following Saturday, the 23rd, they play Florida Atlantic, reigning Final Four team. And they were one stop away from getting to that last Monday, and they returned almost everybody. They've been pretty good this year. They play them in Vegas, and then they start to get into conference play. So this is going to be a December to remember for Arizona. They're the favorite to win the national championship in my book, and they've looked terrific so far. They've got everything you need to win the national championship. They've got, first off, great coaching with Tommy Lloyd, and a motive to forget about what happened last year, losing to a 15 seed. They've got great guard play, that just all around great guard play, athletic, elite scoring and defending wings, and you got a monster down low in Umar Ballo. They are going to be very tough to beat this year. We just talked about Purdue a little bit. They're 9-1. They won the Maui, beating Gonzaga, Tennessee, Marquette. Just three ranked teams ran right through them in the Maui. They have looked great so far to start. Zach Edey's making a campaign to go back-to-back, first time since Ralph Sampson. It would be very impressive to see him do that. But yeah, he's just putting up video game numbers again. My biggest thing with Purdue, though, I'm still not sold on their guards. And you saw it last year with in the loss to Fairleigh Dickinson. And just down the stretch of some of their season last year. I mean, yes, their freshmen back, their backcourt were freshmen. They were freshmen. Brandon Smith and Fletcher Lawyer, they have had great games. Fletcher Lawyer has been a little iffy in some spots, like Maui. One game he had four, and the next game he had like 29. They both struggled against Northwestern with turnovers and just taking care of the ball. So like they can be beat if you pressure the backcourt and make it difficult to get that pass into Edie. So that's Fairleigh Dickinson showed us that last year. They can be beaten because of shutting down their guards. You can let Edie be Edie, but as long as you own the backcourt battle, then you're going to win against Purdue. But they had a great game against Bama over the weekend, and Braden Smith was unbelievable. Zach Edey had like 35, I think, and Smith had 27. I'm pulling up the stats right now. Braden Smith had 27, 5 rebounds, and 8 assists. Yeah, he was unbelievable in this game and a major reason why they came back. But Fletcher Lawyer had 4 points. Like, that can't be a consistent thing. Like, you need both of those guys putting up at least double digits every game, you know, especially if they're going to want to go on a deep run. So I still think this Purdue team has some flaws, but they have looked amazing so far to start. Let me see who else we got. Kansas, they've looked good with Hunter Dickinson. They've got a good one this weekend in Assembly Hall against Indiana. They beat UConn a few weeks ago in the Big East, Big 12 battle. And Hunter Dickinson's been, he's playing like a National Player of the Year for them. Kevin McCullough Jr., one of the, if not the best, two-way players in college basketball. And they're officially the best passing team, averaging over 15 assists per game with. You're going to have that when DeJuan Harris Jr. is your point guard. He's the definition of a true point guard. They're ranked number 2 in the nation, and they've got a gauntlet of a Big 12 season coming up with Baylor and Houston, two really terrific teams. Texas, they're good as well. Let's see, who else we got? UConn, let's talk about the reigning champs, because I'm going to say this right now. UConn very easily could go back-to-back this year. The first time since Florida in 2005-2006. They did lose a lot in their scoring with Jordan Hawkins, Andre Jackson, Adama Sanogo. But like most of the top teams here, they hit hard in the portal. Well, they brought in Cam Spencer, who was a terrific backcourt running mate with point guard Tristan Newton. Tristan Newton is playing like an All-American. Just all-around great game that he has. He's a great scorer. He has great vision. And what UConn has over some of these other teams in college basketball is their backcourt has a lot of length and height to it. I mean, Tristan Newton's 6'5". Cam Spencer, he's like 6'5 as well, or up there. And they complement each other. Cam Spencer is a great shooter, a great playmaker himself. But Tristan Newton, he is playing like on an All-American level, which makes this UConn team very dangerous because of how he can create and get others involved. They brought back Alex Caravan, terrific shooter, so you got the experience there. Donovan Klingon, who a lot of people thought would be better than Sanogo. He's definitely got a better offensive skill set than Sanogo. And he's a 7-footer. He can shoot. He can finish around the rim. He's got a nice touch. He can block shots. Great rim protector. He's a problem for them. And their bench coming off behind him is another big, like UConn had last year with Sanogo and Klingon. It's Klingon and Samson Johnson, who has provided a major boost of energy off the bench for Danny Hurley's team. Their two freshmen have been terrific. Solomon Ball stepped up big time in the North Carolina game, beating the Tar Heels in Madison Square Garden. He went crazy in that game. Great shooting stroke. He's a terrific shooter. And I like his game a lot. But the freshman I am the highest on, maybe in all of college basketball, I love Stephon Castle. I think his ceiling is ridiculously high. He's a great defender. He can finish on all three levels. And, I mean, he's been hurt right now to start so far. And, like, when he can finally get going and find himself in a groove, he can take this UConn team to another level. I love this UConn team. They're great defensively and great offensively. They have got great scorers all around. So, yeah, I would not be shocked at all if they ended up going back-to-back this year. I see you going down the rankings. Creighton there, 8-2, lost to two Mountain West teams. Marquette, Tyler Kolick, he's by far the best point guard in college basketball, and he can take Marquette far this year. They showed by beating Kansas in the Maui Invitational how far they truly can go, because they were undersized going up against Hunter Dickinson, 7-footer. Oso Digadaro, he was terrific defensively in that game. He's very strong, long, and athletic, and just makes things difficult for a Hunter Dickinson. He didn't have quite the same result against Edie, but I think if, like, it was the Maui. You play 3 days in a row. I think if you have a week to prepare for Purdue, it might be. I mean, Marquette, they almost won the game. They had a shot to tie it, to send it to overtime, because Purdue kind of just let them hang around. They are chippy. They fight. They're just a bunch of little bulldogs. They get after it on both ends of the floor. And you guys know I love guard play. Guards can win games in March. And what better one than the best one in college basketball with Tyler Kolick? And Cam Jones is a great backcourt running mate with him. He's a terrific scorer. And they've got a chip on their shoulder from how last year ended, being a 2-seed win in the Big East, and getting bounced in the second round. I think they'll end up going far this year. So we got a few more teams to talk about here, and then we're going to get into the weekend. You guys know I got to talk about my North Carolina Tar Heels. They have had a great start to this year, considering what their schedule was coming into it. They had the Battle for Atlantis. They had the ACC-SEC Challenge against Tennessee, where Tennessee's got the number one defense in college basketball, and North Carolina put up 100 on them. They have looked really good so far this year. Villanova game, I think it could have gone either way. They shot themselves in the foot with foul trouble and ended up losing the game. UConn, I think what got them against UConn, the size of UConn's backcourt compared to North Carolina with RJ Davis and Elliott Cadeau. I'm not trying to knock them. I should have praised them before I did this, but I'm already too far deep. And Cormac Ryan and others like Paxson Wojcik, Seth Trimble, Elliott Cadeau, they got to knock down shots on the outside, because that can get this North Carolina team to another level. Harrison Ingram has probably been the best player for North Carolina so far this year. And like, he's just been terrific. He's locking down defensively, bringing the energy on every inch of the floor. He's bringing the energy. And it's so crazy, because like, they will do a clear out for him to just take the guy down, back him down, and make a play. And he's normally finishing through contact. And I love it. He's going back down on the floor doing the too small signal. I love it. I love Harrison Ingram. That was an unbelievable pickup from Hubert Davis. I haven't even mentioned Armando Bacot, the walking double-double, preseason All-American. He's finding himself. I love the way he looks so far this year. And I just hope that he can stay healthy, because he just looks so much more explosive. And like, he can really take his game to the next level with how he looks so far right now. Like, He is just powering through people, finishing through contact, blocking shots, getting rebounds, running the floor. And that's just what you love to see from Carolina Biggs. RJ Davis is playing like an All-American. He has become North Carolina's, when you need to stop the bleeding and go get a bucket, RJ Davis is that guy. He went on he's currently on an unreal streak of consecutive games scoring more than 26 points. He scored 30 against Tennessee. Did he do something crazy at 23 against Villanova? I mean, RJ Davis is just on another level right now. He's currently averaging 21 points per game. Yeah. 21 points per game through 9 games and 4 consecutive games of 26 or more points. That's just insane. North Carolina hasn't had a player like that since Tyler Hansbrough averaging 20. If he can keep it going, that would be All-American type stuff and can really take North Carolina far in the NCAA tournament, but needs some of the supporting cast to step up. Elliot Cadeau, probably the best playmaker of a freshman. As a freshman, probably the best playmaker. He just makes unbelievable passes. Coming into the UConn game, he had like 24 assists to 2 turnovers or just something stupid like that. It was an absurd amount of assist to turnover ratio, and he just does a great job at taking care of the ball. He is a blur in the open floor, just loves to run and start transition because he can just make ridiculous passes. You got to be ready for it every time you're running with him. But yeah, I like North Carolina a lot. I think they can really go far this year. And that's just not just me being biased. Promise. Need to take a little sippy sip of water. I'm going to talk about Michigan State, and then we're going to get into the weekend because I'm running out of time here. Michigan State, probably the biggest downfall of a team from where they started to where they're at now. They're under 500, 4-5. They just lost at Nebraska. Started number 4 in the country. Somebody, please get this man Tyson Walker some help. They're just in big trouble with what the Big Ten is, how they started. They just could not have a four-year start this year. And I was so high on Michigan State coming into this year, and I hate to see it. I had them as a Final Four team. But I truly think that most Tom Izzo-led Michigan State teams go far being underseeded. Because the experience in their backcourt, A.J. Hogard and Tyson Walker, they can take them far. They need Jaden Akins to step up, Malik Hall to step up, and their freshmen will come along. Cohen Carr, Jeremy Fears, he's looked pretty good coming off the bench for them. But yeah, I mean, it's just been a brutal start for them. They've got Baylor this weekend. It'd be a good spot for them to try to turn things around. Just to get a big win like that against a top-tier team, it would be huge for them. And I kind of hope it happens because I love Michigan State. I love Tom Izzo. I love Tyson Walker. He is an absolute bucket. And I still think they can be one of the best teams in the country if they just get that big win to get some momentum going into conference play. All right, so let's get into the weekend games. We got one of the biggest ones of the week. UConn and Gonzaga tonight. I am recording this Thursday, but it will be aired on Friday. So Friday at 10 o'clock at night if you want to stay up late like I am because I'm a college basketball sicko. But UConn Gonzaga, I love this game. It's going to be very fun to watch. I'm excited to see because Gonzaga, they rotate bigs in and out. And so I'm excited to see how they do against Klingon. Right now, though, I am giving the advantage to UConn because of their guard play. This is the chess match to watch in this one will not be on the sidelines with Mark Few, Danny Hurley, but Ryan Nimhard for Gonzaga and Tristan Newton for UConn, two of the best point guards in college basketball, true point guards in college basketball. It's going to be an up and down game. fast-paced. Right now, UConn is getting, or Gonzaga is getting 4.5. UConn's favored by 4.5, by 5. The over-under set at 149.5. I like UConn to get this game. I'm very high on this UConn team because, like, don't get me wrong, Nembhard and Nolan Hickman have been great for Gonzaga. But I just think UConn's size is a big difference, especially in these big games like this. Because Tristan Newton is just going, it's just going to be a major matchup problem with whoever's guarding him. So I like UConn in this one. And now let's get into Saturday. My goodness, what I got? I need to filter this to top 25. You got Kansas at Indiana. Kansas at Indiana. I'm not gonna lie, I am getting major Indiana Kentucky vibes when Indiana upset number one Kentucky. The Christian Watford shot, Dickie V in the house. It's on CBS at 12:30. Hunter Dickinson's return to Indiana to Assembly Hall. Not like he didn't play there, but playing at Michigan, he played at Assembly Hall a lot. There's a bit of a rivalry. Indiana is massive down low. They have a lot of bigs, and they are very long and athletic, and I think can really bottle up Hunter Dickinson, especially if you make some big-time plays on him, make him uncomfortable. Assembly Hall is going to get going in on him, getting loud, ruckus. I'm not, because Kansas has the way better guards. I'm not saying Indiana's going to win. However, I do think this could be very close. I do think it'd be very, very close because it being at Indiana is a major reason why. Baylor at Michigan State. I think this is a neutral site, though, in Detroit. So still kind of in Michigan State's backyard. This is going to be a very fun game to watch, too. Michigan State's got a terrific defense. And it's just going to be, can Michigan State slow down Jacoby Walter, one of the best scorers as a freshman? He's a terrific shooter, can explode on any night. And this will be a test for them to watch. This just feels like a get right spot for Michigan State. They have just had so many things not go their way. Undefeated Baylor coming up to Michigan. And it just feels like a get-right spot for Michigan State coming off a loss. They need a big win like this. It just feels like a get-right spot. So I like Michigan State in this one. It'll be a good one. Texas A&M and Houston, I believe this is at a neutral site as well. Houston's looking like one of the best teams in the country. They are just an all-around complete team. Jamal Shedd and LJ Cryer they're one of the best backcourts in all of college basketball, hands down. I like Houston a lot. I think A&M's a little banged up. Wade Taylor IV is a terrific guard. I think Tyrese Radford's a little banged up. Hunter Coleman down low. And that's the other thing. Houston is really long and athletic. I like Houston in this one. Then Clemson has really come along, and they are playing at Memphis. Very tough game. Undefeated Clemson. Memphis coming off a huge, huge road win at Texas A&M. They just had a great pickup in the portal from Kansas State. Clemson at Memphis. I'm anxious to see where the public is on this one. If it's swaying heavily towards Memphis because it's in Memphis. I think it's at the FedEx Forum. I'm probably going to pick Memphis here. They just had a big win. And true road games, like, if you look at records and, like, against the spread for these big-time marquee matchups, power conference matchups, Memphis isn't a power conference, I guess. Are they in? They're not in the Big 12. No, they're not. They're still the American. But if you look at like the records and against the spread and stuff like that, it sways heavily to the home team. So I'm going to take Memphis in this one. You got the CBS Sports Classic going on as well, and it's in Atlanta. UCLA, Ohio State is the first game. North Carolina, Kentucky is the second. Ohio State, UCLA. This is an interesting game because you got great offense with Ohio State and great defense with UCLA. And I give the nod to the Buckeyes here just because of they brought everybody back. They figured out their identity. Bruce Thornton, Roddy Gale, they're coming off a horrible loss at Penn State, blowing an 18-point second-half lead. And UCLA, I think, is we're in the middle part of December, and I still think they're trying to find themselves. They're trying to figure out who their go-to guy is. And I love Bruce Thornton. I love Roddy Gale. Jameson Battle is looking like a great pickup in the portal for Ohio State. So yeah, I like the Buckeyes to get a win here against UCLA. Then we'll just go ahead and go right to the second game of the CBS Sports Classic, Kentucky, North Carolina, Battle of the Blue Bloods. This is going to be a very fun game. This is why it's the main event, the second game. North Carolina, Kentucky in the CBS Sports Classic always delivers. We had the one in Vegas in 2017, I guess 2016 at the time, but the 2017 season, when it was like 104 to 97 or something like that. Malik Monk had over 50. Justin Jackson had like 47. So like it was just stupid. And I can't remember. It was a large, large game with a lot of scoring outbursts. North Carolina's in a bounce back spot in this one. Kentucky, they've got the youth. They are getting healthier now. They got Aaron Bradshaw back down low. But DJ Wagner, Rob Dillingham, Reed Shepard, that trio of guards in the backcourt as freshmen, they have looked terrific, especially Reed Shepard. I think he's the best freshman in college basketball right now. Antonio Reeves, terrific scorer for them. But I'm not going to guess my heels here. Come on now. I think RJ Davis is going to step up. Elliot Cadeau is going to take care of the ball. And I think Cormac Ryan is going to have a big game in this one. Knock down some shots, defend, attack the rim. And it's just going to be a fun time for Carolina fans in this one. And then the last, or no, we got two more. The main event, the biggest game of the day, Arizona and Purdue in Indianapolis. I'm so excited for this game. I think it's going to be fun to watch Edie and Ballo bang down low and just see how that game down low plays. The game within the game, see how that plays out. I'm excited to see that. But I think it's truly with whoever wins this is going to be based off the guard play. And I think Arizona has the better guards with Caleb Love, Kylan Boswell, Jaden Bradley. And I just think they have a major matchup problem compared to Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer. So I like Arizona to remain undefeated and stay number one in this one. Alabama and Creighton. Alabama looked really good against Purdue up in Canada. And, I mean, Mark Sears just went berserk for the Crimson Tide. So they're coming off a loss. Creighton is coming off a loss to UNLV. They come back home. I'm pretty sure this is a true home game for Creighton. And if that is the case, it's in Omaha. I know that. So I'm pretty sure it's a true home game. But that being said, true home game for Creighton. Give me the Blue Jays in this one. Massive slate of college basketball on Saturday. You are not going to want to miss it. There's everything you need to know. Where I am leaning towards some of these, I know the spreads and lines and stuff like that haven't come out for Saturday yet, but UConn Gonzaga is available, and it's -4.5 in favor of UConn. I'm thinking about taking that, but I'm still looking. Still looking, because that might end up being too many points. Maybe I might lean at the total. I don't know. We'll see, because I think it'll be an up-and-down game. But yeah, college basketball is just at an all-time high right now. Offenses are clicking. Teams are looking great, and it's just very exciting to watch right now with all these upsets. Big-time matchups this weekend you are not going to want to miss. That's all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Beyond the Arc. We will see you next time.